Good afternoon to some and good evening to others. This is your host, Reverend Rodney McCullough from Arlington, Texas, and you're listening to Let's Do It Radio. And you can find Let's Do It Radio on the homepage at doitallinthemall.com. I repeat, doitallinthemall.com. Six short words, easy to remember. Doitallinthemall.com. The only place where you can shop everything you need. Where? Online. And find great listening entertainment, all in the comfort of your home. That's a major plus these days as we are going through this pandemic. Be sure when you go to doitallinthemall.com to go to the specialty store, and you can find all of your religious needs, items for all of your religious items, Bibles in all language, religious charms, religious T-shirts, and religious gifts shops with anointing oil and memorial shops and more shops to come. If you have a religious product that you would like to bring to Do It All in the Mall, all you have to do is fill out a contact form that you will find on the homepage of Do It All in the Mall. And now we will have our call to worship and invocation by Reverend Carolyn McCullough.
Thank you, Reverend Rodney. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who made us and not we, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name. I'm going to say that again. Give thanks to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. Amen. Let's pray, please. Heavenly Father, we just thank you. We come to you with thanksgiving in our hearts and praises on our lips. We thank you, O God, for another day, another opportunity to worship you, and we come to worship you in spirit and in truth. Forgive us now for all sins that we have committed and then empower us with your spirit right now, O God, in the name of Jesus. Fill us again. We love you, Lord, and we bless you. Thank you for what we will experience in this worship service. In the name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen and amen. Again, thank you, Reverend Carolyn, for blessing us with that call to worship and invocation. We will now play a song as we move forward in worship, Let It Rise. And immediately following the song, if Reverend Eric will pray for us, we'll be so appreciative. So we will have a song and Reverend followed by a prayer by Reverend Eric Broadway.
Let the Lord Father God.
Amen, Reverend. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes, sir. Father God, we come asking that you would be with us right now, Lord God. Strengthen us, Lord. Give us wisdom and courage. Give us understanding, O Lord God. Now, Lord, we ask that you send your Holy Spirit to each and every person that is online, Lord God, that is listening, to the listening audience. O Lord God, we ask that you would have mercy upon us and cause us, Lord, to reach out to you and grasp the things that you have for us, O Lord God. Touch our hearts. O Lord, please touch our hearts. And allow us to commune with you during this time, Lord. Allow your word to penetrate our hearts and minds. Allow your spirit, Lord God, to lead and guide us through this life, this journey, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your blessings. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you do, Lord. We thank you for covering us, Lord God, all through the pandemic, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for covering our leaders, O Lord God, of this United States and of the world, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, for the blessings that you have poured out upon us, those that are sick, Lord, and those that are recovering from sickness, Lord. We thank you for your love and your mercy, Lord. We ask that you would be with those that are here working behind the scenes of the radio station, Lord God. We ask that you would be with their families, O Lord God. Strengthen them. O Lord God, we ask for you to touch those, Lord, that are seeking you today, that need you, that need your help and your understanding, Lord. We ask that your word would move forth and your spirit, Lord God, would touch the hearts and minds of the people that are standing in need, Lord God. We ask that you be with each speaker, O Lord God, and cover them and their families, Lord. Give them the wisdom and the courage to go on. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we ask these things, O Lord God. We ask that you just be with Pastor Carolyn, Lord God, and her family, Lord, also the leader of this group, Lord. We ask that you continue to strengthen her. Continue, Lord God, to have mercy. For you know all about her, O Lord God. We, as people, should be uplifting each other, Lord. We thank you, Lord God. We
thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And amen again. Thank you, Reverend. Thank you for that laser-focused prayer. I heard you ask for more wisdom for us and that we need to have more of your mercy. And you also asked that we would be encouraged, oh God. And we're at the point now where Reverend Carolyn McCullough will come with words of encouragement. I know I can stand, I always stand in need of some encouragement. So as she comes to share a brief word of encouragement, let us pray with and for her.
Amen. Thank you, Reverend Rodney. And I, again, thank you, Reverend Eric, for that prayer. I needed it, and I appreciate it. Thank you so very much. So we want you to focus on this week, Romans 8 and 31. And it says, so what should we say about this? If God is for us, no one can defeat us. We're living in some trying times these days, and we need to know that we have someone on our side, and God is always on your side. If God is for you, no one can defeat you. No one can come up against you. No weapons formed against you will prosper. So this week I want you to focus on Romans 8:31 and read it in different versions of the Bible and be encouraged all through the week. May God bless you, may God keep you, and may his face continue to smile upon you. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Reverend. I already feel better. Y'all know every round goes higher and higher. We will be blessed by another song as we move forward into worship.
Say bless. Say
bless.
Yeah. Oh.
Hallelujah. How many know we blessed in the city, blessed in the fields, blessed when we come and when we go? Cast down every stronghold. Sickness, we cast down cancer, we cast down COVID-19, we cast down high blood pressure. Because we blessed. We blessed in the city, and we are blessed in the fields. God be the glory. We're down to the introduction, our first preacher. And I'm excited to introduce my friend. Reverend Marvin Clayton is the founder and senior pastor of Fruit of the Word Ministry. It's located in Midlothian, Texas. Reverend Clayton was born in Taylor, Texas. I have no idea where that's at. Reverend Clayton heard, he listened, and he acted. You see, some people hear the word, some people listen to the word, but this brother heard, he listened, and he acted on the call from God to birth this ministry, which is now over 5 years old. Reverend Clayton is a sought-out preacher and teacher. He has ministered across the United States as a revivalist and a workshop presenter. He is married to the beautiful Melody. He's a father of four daughters and a son. He has some grandkids, not sure how many. Reverend Clayton is employed with the Dallas Independent School District for 20-plus years. He is a lover of God. He is a lover of his wife and his family. He is a lover of God's people. He is committed to the work of kingdom building by reaching the lost and sharing the good news. So let's pray for this preacher. He's done this before, but he still needs our prayer. So, Reverend Clayton, if you will come now and be blessed of the Lord. Thank you, my brother and my friend.
Brother Rodney, I want to thank you for the introduction. I just want to correct one thing. It's Fruit of the Spirit Ministry. And I want to thank you once again for giving me this opportunity to bring forth the word from the Lord. I have been very tired in my spirit because I've been traveling. I had to drive a 10-hour round trip to be somewhere yesterday. Then I had to be back at church today. Had a glorious time, and I was laying across the bed until probably about 15 minutes before I was supposed to dial in. And I just stopped and I said, Lord, what would you have me to say today? And all of a sudden, you know, once again, you know, the Spirit of God began to speak to me, and he downloaded this in me today that's coming out of the Psalms 119 and 105. And it said this, thy word is a lamp unto my feet. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And a light unto my path.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You got to excuse me for a minute, because every time I start getting into the word,
that's all right.
it just moves me in my soul.
That's
you
all
know,
right, Reverend.
That's the reason why I tell people all the time, no matter how much education you get, no matter how much you stay in school or whatever, no man masters the word. It's the word that masters
you.
It's the word that masters you. You hear me?
Amen.
You know, when the word masters you, the word takes effect and become effectual in your life. You know, and I just want to tell the people today, let the word of God master you. Stop trying to master the word. Stop trying to be this and trying to be that or whatever. Do you not know that when the word masters you, it's the word. It is the word. It is the Spirit of God that brings you into a clearer understanding about his word. You know, it's It's strange that the revelations, oh my God, when you began to get the word downloaded in you and it become a part of your life, it's amazing at the things that the Spirit of God will reveal to you about his word. Sometimes it can be so simple at what the Spirit of God tells you, but it's mind-blowing to others. But that's when the word begins to master your life. And we already know who the word is. Jesus is the word.
Amen.
In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Amen? I've got a few points here. Do I have time to make them, brother?
Come on, Reverend.
Amen. See, when you stay in the light, your understanding gets better when you stay in the word. And you can see that in Psalms 119 and 130, where it says, "The entrance of thy words give it light. It giveth understanding unto the simple." Do you not know that when the word of God is in you and his light is emitting out of your life, you don't have to be a person who graduated from school with a doctor's degree.
Come on.
The Spirit of God will give knowledge and understanding to those that are simple. And you know what? I really believe that sometimes God loves the use of in our simplicity.
Amen.
So that we won't be able to take credit for nothing on our own. And I hate to say that to this degree, but it's almost as if I often wonder in Christendom, are we promoting Jesus? You know, are we promoting ourselves? It's because, see, when you're promoting Jesus, you stop trying to be in the spotlight, and you start letting his light do the shining out of you.
Yeah.
Am I making any sense there?
Yeah.
Another point I wanted to make that the Spirit of God put in me, and that was that righteousness loves the light, but wickedness loves the night.
Amen.
Help me, Lord Jesus. Help me,
Amen.
Lord Jesus. Help me. And you know what? You know what? I'm getting older now, but you know I have more visibility. I'm able to see better driving in the day than I am at night. My eyes just don't quite. I don't adjust right, you know, to the night. You know, but we are supposed to be children of the light, not of the night.
Amen.
And when we are letting our light so shine, oh my God, my God, my God, my God, my God, my God, my God. You know what? Our light that shines in our life in Christ Jesus, it ought to be like a beacon to the lost.
Yeah.
Somebody that's in darkness ought to be able to see our light from a distance. And they ought to be able to move closer to that light in order for them to not be lost. Help me, Lord Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
My God, my God, my God, my God.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what's happening today, and it disturbs me in my spirit. And that is that it seems that if people are more concerned today with folks seeing them rather than him, it's not about us. It's never been about us. It's always been about him.
Amen.
You know, so in other words, you know, there is no profit margin that I can claim when it's about him, because to God be the glory for the thing that he has done.
Yes.
My God. Here's another point that the Lord put in my spirit. The light of God is the photosynthesis of the soul. Oh, my God.
Break it down.
It's the photosynthesis of the soul. And you know, in plant life, in order for a plant to be able to grow, thank you, Lord Jesus, it's got to have the S-U-N shining in its light,
mm-hmm.
in its life. And in order for a Christian to truly be able to grow, he's got to have the S-O-N shining in his life. My God. Now, watch this. Oftentimes in life, in a plant's life, there can be something that's blocking the sunlight from shining on that plant that will start or stifle its growth.
Amen.
And that's the question that I want to ask. What is it that's blocking the S-O-N's light from truly shining in our life so that we'll be able to grow and to grow stronger in him, to become strong? Oh, my God. Let me say to somebody this day, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Oh, my God. My God. And then the Spirit of God led me to this right here. He said, when you stay in the light, afflictions become even lighter. Oh, my God. When you stay in the light, afflictions even get lighter. That is the reason why the Bible talks about it in 2 Corinthians 4:13, and let me just pull it up real quick. 2 Corinthians 4:13. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. 4:13. It says, 4:17. It said, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, it called it our light affliction, which is but for a moment, work it for us a far more exceeding an eternal weight of glory. Let me put it like this. I heard a preacher say this. He's working it out for our good.
Yeah.
Help me, Lord.
Yeah.
No matter what you may be going through this day, he's working it out for our good. Why? It's because the Lord always has our best interest. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Bro, Rodney, can I move on? Do I have a couple of more minutes?
Go ahead, Reverend.
Another point that the Spirit of God put on me, and that is that the love of God will cast you in a different light.
All right.
Oh, my God. The love of God will always cast you in a different light. When you've got the love of God and the love of Jesus Christ in your heart, it will always cast you in a different light. Help me, Lord Jesus. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. My God. It's because it's not about you. It's about him. It's about him completely. You know, and when we walk in love one towards another, you know, I never will forget, you know, Grandma raised me, and you said you didn't know where Taylor, Texas was. Well, it was in the country. Amen.
I know that.
And Grandma raised me, and she would always say that charity begins at home, love.
Amen.
And then it spreads abroad. We've got to first learn how to exemplify the love of God in Christ Jesus, the first place is in our own home.
Amen.
Help me, Lord Jesus. Because if we don't show it in our home first, now we become an outside show. We as believers have to have that love in our hearts, in our own home, towards one another, exemplified not just sporadically, but at every moment of every day. We ought to be expressing our love. We ought to be showing people how much we really do love them. Help me, Lord Jesus. And you know what? Let me tell you something. You know, I can oftentimes tell my wife that I love her. But you know what? I never knew how to love my wife until the love of God really came in my heart. Because he taught me how to love. He taught me how to love the way he would love.
Mm-hmm.
Am I making any sense? You know, it takes his love. And when people began to start seeing the love of God that you have in your heart towards others, they're being drawn then, not to us, but to him. It's him that when he began to operate in our lives completely. Help me, Lord Jesus. I never will forget, I used to have a T-shirt and everything that the Spirit of God had me to write up and everything. I had it printed up, and I gave it to the members in the church and everything. And it had on the front, it had sold out, and underneath it had there's nothing left on the shelf. Help me, Lord
Amen.
Jesus. I really believe in my heart. That is the time and that's the climate that God has us in. He is desiring those who have been called according to his purpose to be sold out. Help me, Lord Jesus. My God. Now listen to me. Please hear me on this right here, because I want to make myself very clear in the Lord. You're either going to be sold out to Jesus, you're going to be sold out to the world. It ain't no in between.
All right now.
It's not no in between. It's going to be one or the other. Because let me tell you something. Straddling the fence, it's no lukewarmness. You let your yea be yea and your nay be nay. Your yes be yes and your no be no.
Yeah, yeah.
No in between right there. You're either going to be sold out to Jesus or you're going to be sold out to the world. One or the other is going to be exemplified.
That's it.
Amen. Amen. And I got one more point, and I'm going to let it go, okay? One more point. The light that we shine should represent Christ, never us. That
Amen.
Is the reason why Paul said these words, yet not I, but the Lord. Yet not I, but the Lord. Let me say it one more time. Yet not I, but the Lord. Help me, Lord Jesus. And when Christians began to get away from all these personal pronouns, oh, my God, what is it that the Lord can do with their lives? How much more he can enrich them? How much more he can use them to his glory?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, my God, my God. I used to hear the old preachers used to say when they were getting ready to preach, Lord, hide me behind the cross. Help me, Lord. I want people to see less of me and more of him. Help me, Lord Jesus. I'd rather for them just to hear his voice through me and let me become the invisible man. Help me, Lord Jesus. Oh, my God, my God, my God. It's all about him. To God be the glory for the things that he has done. Thank you, Brother Rodney.
Amen. Amen and amen and amen. Again, we thank God for his word. We thank God for this preacher who had preached out of his soul and who had blessed us. And my apologies for giving your church, your ministry, a new name, Fruit of the Spirit Ministry. Thank you so much for that correction. God bless you. God bless you. I might say this wrong too, but it still sounds good. You said something like holiness like the light, but wickedness loves the darkness. Oh, my. That is so true. That is so true. So we thank God for you, Reverend. Thank you for sharing and taking us, walking us through the word. At this time, we will have a prayer by Reverend Carolyn McCullough. And following her prayer, she will introduce our second preacher for today. If you will come now, Reverend Carolyn.
Amen. Thank you, Reverend Rodney. And also thank you, Reverend Clayton, for those very inspiring words. And we need those type words today because we are seeing a lot of darkness in our world today. And so the light is definitely needed. So thank you so very much for sharing out of your heart with us. Will you pray with me, please? Heavenly Father, we just thank you for your word. We thank you, oh God, for the encouragement. We thank you for your spirit. We thank you for being with us and meeting us on this line one more time. We lift up all of our listening audience to you today. I ask that you would bless every home in a very special way today. Whatever need is there, please meet them, oh God. Give them the desires of their heart. But more than anything else, I pray that you will draw all of our listening audience and each of us closer to you in the name of Jesus. We need a closer walk with you today, Jesus. And we thank you, oh God, for that opportunity, because every day your mercies are new every morning. And we thank you for your new mercies today. Thank you for having mercy upon us. We look upon the friend of Sister Sharon Frazier, who's having vision problems. And I ask, oh God, that you would continue to heal him and that you have put the right people in his path so that he will be treated appropriately. We thank you for the Hedges family and ask that you continue to bless them in their bereavement and grieving. We lift up the Middleton family, Sister Vera Middleton and family, and we lift up the Moore family to you, oh God, also who's grieving, and we lift up Bernard Jones and family. We lift up the Grundy family as they are bereaved as well, oh God. We thank you, oh Lord, and we pray a special blessing upon those who are homeless and especially those who are facing homelessness due to the pandemic, due to loss of jobs, due to lack of income, and due to many people having financial difficulties. We ask, oh God, that you touch now in the mighty name of Jesus. We lift up those who are experiencing COVID-19. I want to especially pray for the family that lost 8 family members in their family, oh God. Touch that father, touch that husband, touch the mother, and we pray a special blessing upon their new unborn child. We thank you, oh God. We lift up all of our political constituents, and we ask, oh God, that if their desire does not line up with your desire, that you will convict them and change them and move them towards doing the right thing, oh God. We thank you, thank you, thank you for all of the poll workers. We pray for those who are out in the community working the polls and being there from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. We pray, oh Lord, that the people will be kind and that you will give them staying power, oh God. We thank you for those who are going to take food and water and things that the poll workers and even those who are standing in long, long lines need during this time. We thank you, oh God. We thank you for Do It All in the Mall, and we pray your blessings will be upon Do It All in the Mall. I pray you will teach us how to shop in our 5,000 stores and allow a small percentage to come back to Do It All in the Mall. We thank you for Let's Do It Radio. We thank you, oh God, for this opportunity to be able to impart the word to a lost and dying world. We thank you, O God, for Spread the Word Ministries, and I pray your vision will continue to be clear. And I thank you, O Lord, that you will continue to allow us to reach souls for you. We lift up the Fruit of the Spirit Ministries, and we ask that you touch Reverend Clayton and his family in a special way. Thank you, O God, for Reverend Neal, who will come to preach the unadulterated truth to us now. And we ask that you just be with her, O God. Touch her and bless her household, bless her home, bless her children, bless her grandchildren, bless her great-grandchildren. Thank you, O God, for everything. Thank you for Reverend Eric and his family. And we ask your continued blessing upon he and Sister Wanda. In the name of Jesus, we thank you as you bless Sister Sharon Frazier and as you bless all of the partners of Do It All in the Mall and Let's Do It Radio. We thank you again for everybody, oh God. We ask that you touch Sister Inez, Sister Janet, Reverend Parks, Mr. Parks, I'm sorry, and any other person that is affiliated, Reverend Steele. We ask that you bless them all, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. And we thank you for the upcoming word, and we just ask that you continue to bless us in this service. In the name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Now I'd like to present to you Reverend Leo Broadway, who is one of the associate ministers of Spread the Word Ministries. She is a prayer warrior, an intercessory prayer warrior, and I thank the Lord for her being on our team. And I just know that the Lord is going to bless you, as he will all of us, as we continue in his word today. And I pray that his word will be hidden in our hearts so that none of us will sin against him. In the name of Jesus, following this next song, the next voice you will hear will be that of Reverend Lil Broadway of Spread the Word Ministry. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. I need you now. I need you.
Not a second or another minute, not an hour or another day, but at this moment with my arms outstretched, I need you to make a way, as you have done so many times. Through a window or an open door, I stretch my hands to thee. Come rescue me, I need you right away. I need you now, I need you now, I not an hour of another day, but Lord, I need you right away. If I never needed you before, to show up and restore all of the faith that I left while I was yet searching the world for more, the truest friend I have indeed. You're my best friend I know in need. I stretch my hands to thee. Come rescue me, I need you right away. Strong. not another minute, Lord. Can't wait another day. Oh, Lord, please make a way. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The scripture reads from Matthew chapter 25, starting with verse 1 through 13. And it reads, "Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry, 'Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him.' Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, 'Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out.' But the wise answered, saying, 'Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell, and buy for yourselves.' And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterwards came also the other virgins, saying, 'Lord, Lord, open to us.' But he answered and said, 'Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour therein the Son of Man cometh.'" And Heavenly Father, due to the fact that we don't know the day nor the hour, we are truly dependent upon you and your Holy Spirit to lead, guide, and direct us. And as your word go forth this evening, dear Lord, I ask that your spirit will lead, guide, and direct your word, and not allow it to go out and come back void, but to do that it is sent to do. We ask it all in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. And today, before I start, I'd like to give you a little background about the Jewish weddings in biblical times. It involved a number of steps. One was the couple would make a marriage contract, which was the basis of the marriage. Then the groom would go and prepare a place for him and his bride. Then about a year later, the groom would return and go to the bride's house, where the bride was presented to the groom, and they would be married. This was followed by a nighttime procession to go to the groom's home, where a festive wedding banquet was held. The banquet would last up to 7 days, depending on the resources of the groom's family. Now, in reading this scripture, the question came to my mind, why didn't they have enough oil? And why were they not ready? Remember that oil is a symbol of the Holy Ghost, and we must be filled if we are to stand. Now, the 10 virgins were gathered together for the same purpose, to wait for the bridegroom to return, for the bride, the marriage and the banquet. They all had lamps. They all had oil. They all knew the bride. Some may have even been bridesmaids. They all knew why they were there, and they all were virgins. It looks as if they they all were in one accord. But the scripture tells us that only five were wise and five were foolish. Upon studying, I found that the wise was considered prudent and true believers. They were filled with the Holy Ghost. Now, the other five versions was considered foolish, which means unbelieving, not true believers. I can imagine that the five wise versions believed from the beginning that the bridegroom was going to return and to take and took into consideration of what they would need in order to endure the long wait. I must ask, have you considered what it would take to endure? I'd like to think that the wise versions thought about the task and gathered enough clothes, enough blankets, food, water, and oil, maybe even some extra lamps in case one broke. They knew that it would be a long wait based on the Jewish wedding tradition, so they made sure that they had all that they would need so that they would not have to leave for any reason. They knew that they must be ready when the bridegroom came. So now verse 5 tells us that the foolish virgin did not take into consideration what was needed to endure the wait. They did not truly believe. So they did not truly prepare themselves for the return of the bridegroom. This is the way it is in our world today and in our churches. You have true believers of Christ who are waiting for his return, who are filled with the Holy Spirit, who are preparing themselves daily. And then you have churchgoers who are not true believers of Christ and does not believe that he's coming again for his bride, which is the church. Some don't believe in Jesus at all. People go to church for many different reasons. I must ask again, do you have enough oil and are you ready? In verse 5, it tells us while the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. Verse 6 says, and at midnight there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. I'm thinking that there were lookouts all along the way, waiting, and when the groom was seen from afar, the word was passed down one to another until it got down to where the virgins were waiting. Did you notice that scripture never speaks of the bride directly, only the bridegroom and the virgins? Is it possible that the virgins are the bride? I'll let you decide. Verse 7 says, then, see, all the virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. Verse 8 says that the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. It seems that their lamps went out just when they really needed them most. They were not prepared. They were not ready. Verse 9 tells us, but the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. And so here I'd have to believe that the foolish virgins left to buy more oil, probably thinking that they had time to go and buy more oil and get back before the bridegroom arrived. You know how we do sometimes. We wait till the last minute to get something done. And maybe we need to go into a store of some kind to purchase the item. And we think we can run in there right quick and get what we need and run right on out. But But then when we do, we find that we are held up. We are being hindered. And so whatever it is, it's not a quick thing to do. So that I think that's what happened, because they did not make it back in time. We today, we find ourselves doing that quite often. My mind. And so we go on in verse 10 says, and while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready, I'm going to say it again, they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and to the door, and the door was shut. So again, we know that we have to stay ready, church. We cannot be fiddly-faddling around. We must be ready.
Amen.
Because once that door, once the bridegroom comes, we got to go. We won't have time to go shopping. Amen? Verse 11 says, afterwards came also the other version saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us. But he answered, said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. And we don't want the Lord telling us that he don't know us. Oh, that would be a sad, sad day if the Lord comes and he tells us he don't know us because we are not ready. My. So verse 13 tells us something else. It says, watch, therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. We don't know, church. We know he has said that he is coming. But when he's coming, we do not know. We must have enough oil to endure, to keep that burning. We must be ready. Now let's look at what Jesus said in John 14, verses 1 through 3. He said, remember that Jesus is the bridegroom to the church, and the church is his bride. He says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Now you see how it all comes together. I must ask again, do you have enough oil? And are you a true believer or just a churchgoer? Are you ready? The question is being asked because we know that the Pharisees went to church. They were the rulers at the synagogue. They were the priests, and they had and knew the law. And on top of that, they knew God, and that God had promised to send his son. But they did not want nor believe that Jesus was the Son of God when he came. There are many people, well, I could say most people believe in or that there is a God, but not all believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Some believe he was just a man, while others believe that he was a prophet, while there others believe that he never came, nor does he exist. So the question is, do you have enough oil, and are you ready? Maybe one might ask, how do you get ready and become a true believer? I'm so glad you asked that. You must first hear the gospel. What is the gospel? It's telling about Jesus, how he came in the flesh, how he offered his body as a sacrifice, how he gave his blood to cover our sins, how he died at Calvary, and how he rose again.
Yeah.
And then you must believe that Jesus did all of this. that he came, that he died, and that he rose again. You must repent and turn from your sin and turn to Jesus, asking him to take charge of your life. Then you must get to know him. You may wonder, how do you get to know someone that you've never seen and cannot see? Let's see if I can give you a simple example. Take two people who meet and fall in love. What takes place? They find themselves observing and studying one another until they learn all they can about each other. For instance, what their favorite colors is, what types of food they like, what types of food they don't like, how they sleep, how they wake, all the different habits and hobbies that they may have. They do all this and more because they know if they learn all their do's and don'ts, their likes and dislikes, they will be better able to please and make them happy. This is a recipe for a long-lasting relationship. And that's the kind of relationship we should be striving to have with God. Amen? It's the same. We must be able to get to know God. We must study his word, learn all we can about him and how much he loves us. Then it's easy to become a true believer. We must love him with all our hearts, mind, and strength. And we must love our neighbor as ourselves. This is how we show God that we love him and show the people the love of God through us. We must be filled with his spirit, the Holy Ghost. He is what helps us to endure. This is how to become a true believer. Are you wise or are you foolish? One last time I ask, do you have enough oil and are you ready? Well, the bridegroom is coming and we must be ready. He's coming in a twinkle of an eye. There will be no time to fill your lamp and get ready. Lord. You must be ready when he comes. Otherwise, you will be left. You will be like the five foolish virgins standing at the door knocking, and he will tell you he does not know you. So we must, this is our preparation ground. We must prepare to meet the Lord. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, it tells us that some of us will be able to meet him in the air. He's coming, church. And we see what's going on in our world today. We better look up because our redemption is much nearer now than it has ever been. Amen. So make sure that you have enough oil and that you're ready. If you don't know Jesus, which is bridegroom, I invite you to receive him today by repenting of your sins and inviting Jesus into your heart, asking the Holy Spirit to fill you for the journey. Amen. And precious Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you and I pray that it will not go out unto you void, but that it will do that you have sent it to do. In the mighty name of Jesus, that it will touch and that it will quicken the spirits, hearts, and minds of the people, and that it will encourage, that it will deliver, that it will save, and that it will bring forth new people in all of us, that the old man be passed away and bring forth that new man. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, and I give you all the praise and glory, dear Lord. Hallelujah. And I turn it back into the hands of Reverend Rodney McCullough. Hallelujah.
Amen and amen. Thank you, Reverend Liv. Do you have enough oil and are you ready? The resounding theme I got from this message is we can't get ready. We have to be ready. When the death angel passed over Egypt and took all of the firstborn, they didn't have a chance to get ready. They had to be ready. Thank God for the word. Thank God for Reverend Broadway for blessing us with the word she has preached out of her soul. And to God be the glory. We will prepare now for another song, and following the song, we will have an invitation by Reverend Carolyn McCullough, if we can have the song at this time.
that we need to be and more. And so at this time, I'd like to invite those who are on the line an opportunity to give your life to Christ. And it's as simple as praying this prayer along with me. So if you will, repeat after me. Lord Jesus, I confess that I am a sinner and I need your forgiveness. I thank you for dying on the cross for my sins. Today I turn from my sins. And invite you into my heart as my personal Savior. I am willing to follow and obey you as Lord of my life. Thank you for forgiving my sins and giving me eternal life. Fill me with your Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus the Christ, I pray.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It is as simple as that, and we invite you to get into a serious Bible study. You may do that with us every other week here on the radio broadcast. Thank you so very much, and I turn it back over to Reverend Rodney.
Amen. We will. We thank God for that invitation, and I pray that some accepted Christ as their Lord and their Savior, for the word said that he wished that none should perish, but that all should come into the full knowledge of who he is, the Christ. And now the benediction. Now unto him who's able to keep us from falling, but when we do fall, he's able to pick us up. Oh, how wise, how powerful, and how ever present. Lord, we pray that you continue to be with us through this week. I pray, oh God, that no link from this chain be broken, that you bring us all back together again on next Sunday, oh God. I thank you for the worship experience, and I know that we are all better now than we were at the beginning. Again, we love you and we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. I think there's a song before the closing words.
No.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, this is your humble host, Reverend Rodney McCullough, with Spread the Word Ministry from Arlington, Texas. Spread the Word Ministry is sponsored by Let's Do It Radio. We are listening to Let's Do It Radio. You can find Let's Do It Radio on the homepage of doitallinthemall.com. Doitallinthemall.com is an online shopping mall that have over 5,000 stores. That's a lot by anybody's standards. We earn a commission. When we shop that goes back to your communities. I need to say that again. We earn a commission when we shop that goes back to your community and not into and not into our pockets. So the more you shop, the more funds we build by your shopping, when your money matters because it goes back into your community and in your community. So please stop with us. So please shop with us because we can make our lives better and make our lives matter at the same time. Amen. We are making a difference. We are making a difference nationwide. Take a tour. Take a tour and shop. Shop today. I'd like to thank, if you like what we're doing here at Let's Do It on the Radio and you would like to donate, here's how you can do it. You can go to www.doitallinthemall.com or Let's Do It Radio. You can find our donation button. Yes, there's a button there for your giving on doitallinthemall.com on the homepage. There is a button so that you can give if you are so led. To God be the glory. I want to thank all of these preachers again for blessing us. And we will now close with a song, I Won't Go Back. For God be the glory.
It's over.
It's over.
Say right.